You are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here is your host, Steve Blair.
Edition, the Rink, the podcast, the post game, New York Rangers losing or about to lose, or about pretty much lost to the Nashville Predators by a score of 5-3. If everything still stands within a minute left, so you know the blue shirts, they do what they got to do, but they came up short, a lot short. They got bombed on in that third period. It was a real interesting game to say the least. Coming off that win versus the Ducks last week before the holiday and coming back pretty much almost a full week later and not being able to capitalize, and the Nashville Predators dominate the New York Rangers tonight. It was even a close game. Before we get into the game and the recap on the Rink, Bleed Blue Show, BleedBlueShow.com. You can go to the Facebook fan page, The Bleed Blue Show. Twitter, Instagram, at the Bleed Blue Show, and also Google Plus. If you want to download all the episodes of the Bleed Blue Show in its past, you could go to iTunes, Podcast Republic, the TuneIn app, or Stitcher. There's four different ways to do that on those different apps to download episodes for the Bleed Blue Show to your smartphone or electronic devices, your tablets, and all the other good stuff. But I'll say this, man, something about the Rangers. That's kind of starting to get me worried, because I'll say it later on in the broadcast, you have opportunity to stay pace with the Washington Capitals. You see the Montreal Canadiens are starting to fall apart, and they're going on their little losing streak, whatever you want to call it. And after the 9-game winning streak earlier in the year for the Rangers, they've kind of been herky-jerky. Guys were getting injured, like Derek Stepan and Kevin Klein, and got them guys back, try to get them in the mix. You reshuffle the lines. A game like this, and I thought they would play well versus the Predators after beating them 3-0 at the Garden earlier this year. They got bombed on tonight, man. It was pretty much a lot of onslaught. What's going on with Henrik Lundqvist? I know he's the self-proclaimed king, the king goalie for the New York Rangers, arguably supposed to be the best player in the last 10 years or so, but he's been struggling. Nonetheless, he's been struggling. It's pretty cut clear for that, for Henrik Lundqvist. He's out of position. He looks a little off, a little sluggish. He got pulled tonight, and I know Rangers fans are getting the vibe out of them on the Facebook fan page, the Bleed Blue Show, and of course throughout the social media. They're losing a lot of guys. There's a lot of trolls, but there's some not believing in what he's bringing to the table. He was pulled tonight and given a bad goal too. It wasn't even something he should have stopped or anything like that. It was just terrible, man. And give credit. Now, this first and foremost, let's give credit to the Nashville Predators. They played a phenomenal game tonight. Inspired hockey. They put on pressure on the Rangers. They wanted to show some sort of muscle, especially the way they lost earlier in the year to the Rangers. And they did the thing, man. They definitely did the thing. And then this is also, let me say this about the Predators, getting some guys back too, like Mike Fisher, and he's a very good player for them. And they have an excellent line, with Ribeiro, Shea Weber, and Philip Forsberg. That's a definitely decent team. And that's another reason why they're always in the Western Conference playoff picture. It was a matter of them getting past Chicago or not, but that's a story for another day. But as far as the Rangers, this is featured the return of defenseman Dan Girardi coming back from the knee injury. He had a broken kneecap. And it was nice to see Dan Girardi early on, because he was very active. He had a lot of shots on goal. And I thought he would give the team some sort of kind of take a couple of games, get his legs under his skates or whatever. And I think once he gets back and everybody gets in sync, I think the guys will be fine. But the team is struggling. Let's be honest with each other. Rangers, no matter what you're reading or whether podcast, whether it's the Bleed Blue Show or another one, whoever, you know that the Rangers are going through a schneid. I think even since last beating the Nashville Predators, the Rangers are 3-9-2 since beating the Predators 3-0 at the Garden. So it's been a while, man. These guys have been they needed to find their way. They definitely need to find their way. I mean, backtracking for what happened in the game, let me try to go through memory as far as the game was started off with the first line with Rick Nash, Derek Brassard, of course, Matt Zuccarello, and, of course, Kreider on that second line. And then I think Nashville pretty much set the tone from the opening drop of the puck. Seth Jones had a big fire shot on goal early on in the first period. To Henrik's left shoulder pad, and I think that really set the tone for this game. I think also, even like a couple of minutes after a couple of shot on goal by the Predators, Keith Yandle had a nice attempt, try to make a nice push to the net, try to get past Rene, but he hit the shot. He had a shot on the side of the net. It was a good attempt, but also Josi and Semolaki for the Nashville Predators. They skated well tonight, man. They've skated absolutely well. If you add their excellent skating, their footwork, the speed, the combination of the two, and the good opportunities they brought, and then you add on Shea Weber pretty much setting the point up for the Nashville Predators, they played a very good hockey game tonight on that. It was just shots on goal galore from them tonight. All one periods 1-3, no matter what, how you looked at it. They had a great opportunity for about 4 minutes in. Nashville putting the pressure on Henrik Lundqvist because the Nashville Predators look very fresh tonight. And I think they were the team that was coming off another game. I forgot who they were playing a couple of nights before in Rangers. They just look like they've been fed holiday food. They look like they weren't ready to be there. They were as attack mode as they would or normally would have been. They show some spurts. They show some sort of burst, but I think the Predators was just on their A game, just coming off the holiday. They're just coming off a game on Saturday, I believe, and just opposing their will on the Rangers. And I said that at the conclusion, I believe, at the Ducks game, I said that there's a tough stretch where the Rangers, they play in a good team in the Predators, a team that's always in the playoff hunt in the Western Conference, and then you got to go to the Florida games. You have Tampa Bay and the Florida Panthers. And you would hope to get 2 out of 3 on this, so maybe they could make something up or win at Tampa Bay, a team they have struggled against in recent memory, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then try to get a win down there in South Florida in Broward County against the Panthers. But neither here or there. Even in that first period, Don Moore finding Dan Girardi with an excellent opportunity. Dan Girardi had a couple of back-to-back attempts on Rene, and he was able to get the save on Dan Girardi. And then right after that, I think the pass was supposed to go to Oscar Lindbergh, but it kind of fanned on the shot and then ended up getting to Girardi for another attempt, and Rene did an excellent job with the save. And then there was after the coming back from the break, James Neal, who had an excellent game tonight, a couple of goals. He had a great opportunity with a pass from Shea Weber. That play, it was based off of a cut. The Nashville was setting their offense. They know where they wanted to be on the ice. The Rangers looked confused. The defensemen looked confused. And it's been a little bit of an issue, man. Just the defensemen just out of position, not knowing who's going to be where, being accountable for guys on the ice. And being able to sneak behind the defenseman and kind of leaving Lundqvist naked, although he should make some of these saves. I'll say that. It's been a combination of the two. I'll say about 65-70% of the defensemen being out of position, and I'll say 30% Lundqvist not being able to make some of these saves, man. So there was, like, even through the first 7 minutes of the first period, it was like this: the Nashville Predators had 9 shots on goal, just dominating the Rangers. They were on pace for 20 shots in the first period. They were killing them. There's no way around it. And then the JT Miller line, I thought they had a great opportunity too, and they had a push on the ice, and they forced Rene to play behind the net where there was a pass across, and I thought the Rangers had a great opportunity to catch Rene off guard, which they did later on in the third period, but it was a little too late by Rick Nash. And he's kind of known for jumping on them behind the puck, behind the net, and running the risk of guys cutting to the ice. But in the first period, it didn't happen. It did not occur for the Rangers to intercept the puck, to not pretty much get an empty netter with Rennie out of position. You add on to the fact that Salamaki had an opportunity in front of Lundqvist. He just couldn't handle the puck. There was a lot of that tonight where Predators were in front of the crease. It just couldn't get a handle of the puck. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, even a score of 5-3 could have been 7-3 easily for the Predators tonight, as bad as the Rangers had played defensively, because they were all in the defensive zone, right where the two defensemen would have been, and the forward is nowhere in sight. So Salamaki had opportunities on that, just not able to clearly handle the puck in front of Lundqvist. Lundqvist had Lundqvist out of balance, out of position, just not able to handle the puck either over there. Then there was that play where Arvidsson from the Predators, Arvidsson, that's what his name. He had that nice block on Danny Boyle's slap shot about almost like three quarters of the way through the first period. Dan Boyle had a slap shot attempt, and Arvidsson had a nice block of the puck. And then, of course, the better Ranger players this season had their two-on-one opportunity. That was Derek Brassard and Matt Zuccarello on a two-on-one opportunity off of the block shot. But they weren't able to get a clear shot on goal. Brassard had shot a goal wide or whatever. He had a shot missing the net, whatever. And but still, as usual, the Rangers, they try to utilize their speed. They did try to get out on the break, but Nashville was definitely in position to stop the puck. They were in position pretty much all night to slow down any Rangers attack to go in a half ice set. And then Rene, despite being outshot, was he had a pretty good period, man. He had a very good period. And then another opportunity by the Predators, it was Mika Salamaki. He had that excellent deflection opportunity right in front of Lundqvist again, where they really were playing off that deflection game tonight early on in the period. But then that power play opportunity that presented itself where Derek Brassard had to rough in on Salamaki, had him in position, and roughed him up with a Nashville power play. And that's when they went up 1-0 early on, late in the first period. Philip Forsberg, who's been on the tear for them, I think he had about 14 points in 15 games. What happened was James Neal had a shot on goal, and the Rangers were scrambling in front of the net. And Forsberg, who had that goal assisted, Josie, who was on the right side of the ice, Henrik Lundqvist's left, after that scramble, the puck bounced to Josie, who found Philip Forsberg across the ice, and had a screamer past Lundqvist to set up for a 1-0 lead. So after the first period, the Nashville Predators had a 10-shot goal advantage, 16-6. Pretty much outshooting the Rangers. It was just pure domination. But even with that said, the Rangers were still within the hunt. It was just down 1-0 after a penalty by Brassard, and it was just trying to find their way in the second period. But that's not the case. And when they came out of the intermission, Nashville pretty much maintained that tempo. It just seemed like they were always in the Rangers zone, man. It just seemed like the Rangers just could not get something going early on in that second period. Even when Rick Nash had the break along the left side with the shot opportunity, Rene was in position for the save. And, of course, got to give credit to Matt Zuccarello, who even tried to make things happen. He did a good job in the neutral zone, pit-pocketing Predator players. Whether it was the forwards, the centers, whatever, he did a good job creating his own opportunities on odd man rush, creating odd man rushes. Just very active tonight. We just couldn't translate that into goals. even in the opportunity of Rick Nash and Don Moore, wasn't able to cash in. But it was that finally when the Rangers put a little bit more pressure on, almost to the halfway mark of the second period, credited the goal by Jesper Fast off the Dan Girardi slap shot, tying the game at 1-1 off the deflection. You know, Jesper Fast were making it a 1-1 game. It was a really excellent shot on goal by Dan Girardi, making a play on the puck, put it somewhere in front of the net, and maybe get a deflection to go past the goaltender, and he did a good job doing that. So Nashville was definitely pushing the pace after that 1-1 tie. Mike Fisher, credit to him. I think it's his first or second game back with the Predators, and he's a nice talent for them, and he pretty much forced the action. He was playing the point all night long for the Predators, man. They did a good job. It was just good for them, and he looked real fresh, man. He looked real active out there tonight. And then also Nashville finding open cutters, and there was a kick save by Lundqvist, I think, halfway through the second period. There was Rick Nash on a breakaway, and Rick Nash had an opportunity to score the goal, and give credit to the Josi on the Predators poking the puck away from Rick Nash on that breakaway opportunity halfway through the second period. And then I think it was about a couple of minutes later. I'm trying to remember what happened. I think it was a bad slap shot by Dan Girardi. He had a slap shot, and it hit Jackman. Jackman got knocked around. He got hurt. He hurt himself blocking the shot by a Dan Girardi shot. And the Rangers tried to keep the puck in the zone. He was kind of down on the ice. I think that play went around for about a 60-second stretch on that shift, trying to get Jackman off the ice. And I think the Rangers line at the time, it was Nash, Max Zuccarello. They did a good job trying to keep the puck in the zone at the time. But once they got the Predators were able to clear the puck and regain get the line shift, get the change or whatever. That was the point where James Neal made it a 2-1 game. It was a 7-hole shot on Henrik Lundqvist that was off the assist by Mike Ribeiro. And also Wilson. So Nashville with a two to one lead after the Rangers trying to find an opportunity within their own zone, try to get had a hurt Predator, but they weren't able to cash in. So with a 2-1 lead, and then I think the Rangers had a power play opportunity because Wilson had tripped Don Moore up. The Rangers, who's been pretty good this year. I think it's like top five in the league. I think it's fourth overall. They were coming into this game with 6 power play goals in 7 games. The Zuccarello line and with Rick Nash, that first opportunity, the first power play goal opportunity, Rick Nash tried to power that goal, tried to power the puck in. I thought it was a great attempt by him by trying to power the puck in, but it didn't go in, and they were able to clear the puck. And then there was the other 2 shots on goal by Derek Stepan and Kevin Hayes tonight. But unfortunately, the Rangers weren't able to cash in on that power play goal. The Predators killed off that power play. And Rene, give credit to him. He was in good position, especially on that third shot attempt by Kevin Hayes. The New York Rangers had a 3-on-2 attempt after Solomaki and Josi had crashed into each other. They collided it with themselves in their own zone. And that shot on goal should have went in, man. I don't know, man. There's something about the Rangers had a bad break on that with 3-on-2 attempt on that the first line with Zuccarello. They had their chances, man. And even if as bad as Lundqvist did play, he did have some huge saves that kept them around early on. It just didn't fizzle out into the third period, and I'll get to that part. He had some big saves at the time when the score was only 2-1, because the Nashville was just coming in waves after waves after waves, man. I think that kind of overwhelmed Lundqvist tonight for whatever reason. And even going into after the second period, it was a 5-shot goal lead, a 5-shot lead. Shots on goal by the Predators. The Rangers just at the end of the second period, they were just scrambling, man, just scramble to just be, you know, just stay alive, just try to get into the third period and try to make something happen. But in the third period, it was all Predators, all Predators. They were able to force the pressure again. Once again, Mike Fisher coming back for the Predators. He did a lot of facilitating, orchestrating on the ice for that line with the Forsberg line, and they dominated the game tonight, man. And then Nashville made it 3-1. Philip Forsberg, actually, this was the goal where they challenged it. Forsberg was behind the net. I think they had Craig Smith was interfering with Henrik Lundqvist, and Don Moore was in the crease with them. It was fighting back and forth, but Forsberg with a heads-up play, I think he shot the puck and it went off Moore, went off Lundqvist's back, and it would re-deflect to go in the net. And at the time, it was a good challenge by Alain Vigneault with the goal to pull it back around 5-6 minutes, or well, actually 6 minutes into the third period. From that stretch on, it was a good challenge by AV, and I commend him on the heads up, challenging it to keep it within a one goal lead at the time. But once they overturned the goal and made it a one goal deficit at the time, man, Nashville just went on a tear. They went on a serious, serious tear. And Nashville, I think literally a minute later, I don't even think it was a full minute, maybe 40, 50 seconds later, Nashville, they had another goal. Craig Smith, I think it was credited for the goal almost again. Maybe they try to overturn it. There was a league review with Craig Smith's stick. It was higher than a crossbar, but I don't think it was. They thought Henrik Lundqvist was interfered again with the potential interference by Smith with the high stick across that crossbar, but I think Vigneault did not want to challenge that. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe he didn't think it was enough to overturn. And at that point, it was a two-goal deficit, 3-1. The Forsberg goal was taken back. But with 8 minutes into the third period, the Rangers down 3-1. I want to try to see if they could get some answers out of him, maybe in the press conference with Vigneault. Why did you not, you know, maybe he didn't want to challenge that. It was a league review. Why did he not opt to challenge it to see what's up after being successful in the first one? So that kind of raised a little bit of question marks, kind of your eyebrow raised. Not exactly sure what they were thinking on the Rangers bench. I'm not exactly sure. Ulf Samuelsson, the assistant coach for the Rangers, I'm not exactly sure what they were thinking, man. I don't know. Maybe you were fighting. Maybe it would have been something. You never know what could happen. Now Nashville had another power play opportunity because Don Moore had the hooking call about 9 minutes into the third period. So once again, that power play unit by Mike Fisher, Yossi, and Philip Forsberg and Shea Weber. Effective power play unit. They showed early on in the first period the execution of spacing, angle passing, slap shots, and speed velocity. They had the whole thing going on tonight, man. And so pretty much the penalty kill for the Rangers, it was pretty bad. Nashville was that dominant or Rangers was just that piss poor. But nonetheless, the game went to 4-1. It was a power play goal. Ryan Ellis with a rocket shot, an absolute bullet. The penalty kill was just piss poor, definitely not good tonight. The defensemen were out of position, whether it was Mark Stahl, whether it was Ryan McDonough, even Dan Girardi, if you don't want to give him a pass, yeah, whatever. Keith Yandel, the guys were just bad, man, just bad defense position tonight, even mixed with bad, somewhat spotty, bad goaltending by Henrik Lundqvist. So the 4-1 Lyon Ellis shot made it a three-goal deficit, and it was pretty much poured on at that point. The Nashville Predators, they forechecked well. I mean, they were all in the Rangers' ass tonight, man, just all over the blue shirts, all over them. And then even the James Neal goal, making it 5-1, even about a minute or two later after that, after Salamaki found James Neal to beat Lundqvist, who was out of position, not fundamentally just not in the right place at the right time. and making that 5-1 lead at the tying end. That's when you knew, I think it was been the second time in a matter of weeks Lundqvist has been pulled in the game. I think before, before it was, I think it was the Wild game when we did the post game podcast. That audio is in the archives on BleedBlueShow.com. When Ransom got knocked upside his head with a puck, and Lundqvist came into the game, but he was rusty as crap. But in this game, he was just dominated on, and the goal, the game was a 5-1 deficit, and it was time to get him out of the game. It was pure domination. I know the Rangers tried to make it respectable. The Rick Nash goal after intercepting the Rene pass. Like I said earlier, it was a quick turnover, and Rick Nash was able to catch the Predators off guard, making it 5-2, about 6 minutes remaining. And, of course, JT Miller added on another goal about a couple minutes later, make it 5-3, but it was just too much to overcome. It was just a lot, just not enough time for the Rangers to catch up. And that was pretty much all she wrote, a 5-3 win for the Nashville Predators over the New York Rangers. You know, you got to take this on the chin. You got to move on. I think Rangers fans are really depressed right now. I think there was a point where I would say, don't worry about it. And I'm still standing my stance on that. I think these guys could turn it around. I think they're a veteran team enough to right the ship on this. And it's fine. I mean, you had a 9-game win streak earlier in the year, and you had the cushion. You had things going your way. And that's fine. That's cool. But let's get these guys back. Let's get some shifts. Let's get these lines intact. Let's step on, get better, the Girardi get back into the mix. It's not the best hockey we've seen. It's not pushing. It's not. And that was my thing about the Rangers this season. I said that in preseason. That was my knock on the Rangers. Like when they're ready to play in their full strength, they're the best. They're one of the best teams in hockey. But I think this is a time where the team has been. They've been down this road in regular season. I mean, it's only a December game. Let's not overreact. It's not like this. It's a crucial game in April going into the playoffs, or whatever how you want to look at it. I mean, do you really get up for a game in late December? I mean, it's easy for the fans to say that, but the guys been down this road a million times. I say the last 8 years or so. They play so many games where they just want to be in cruise control. And I don't know if that's the best approach or not, but I'm just saying it's human nature. And I mean, they're down this road. So they'll find their way. I think they will definitely bounce back. They're just going through a mini slump, and it's up and down, win here, lose couple there. Win here, then lose a couple there. And I think part of that winning the Ducks game was somewhat important to put a plug over of the running water that's the losing streak for the Rangers. So, as I mentioned, they got the two Florida games, you got the Lightning, you got the Panthers. We're going to see how they do against those teams in that, because you know that Montreal, who was dominating the Eastern Conference, they've came back to earth. I mean, that's pretty much what it is with the NHL, is the hockey. Teams get hot and they get cold. They get hot, they get cold. So, Washington right now, they're on a hot streak. So you never know. By the time late January, maybe early to mid-February hits, the Washington Capitals, they'll probably go on their stride, and maybe the Rangers go on their winning streak again and regain top supremacy in the Eastern Conference, and most importantly, in the NHL for a President's Trophy. I know they have the upcoming game next week versus the Dallas Stars. That's going to be a test for them at the Garden. So we'll see how this thing goes, man. We'll see how this thing goes. So let me my thoughts on the game tonight. Girardi, you know, like I said, welcome back from the broken knee. I think I just need, you know, see more defensively from him. I know I saw a lot of him offensively, but that's not necessarily his game. Derek Stepan, I want to see him get a little back more involved, get more involved in the offense. He's been kind of quiet since becoming off the rib injury. I mean, I already know what I'm getting out of Derek Brassard. I already know what I'm getting out of Matt Zuccarello as far as opportunities and scrappiness, as far as forcing the action. Rick Nash, not as scorching as what he was last season. He's been effective. He's still third on the team in points. But, you know, as you're paying a guy $7 million annually, you would like to see more out of him. Oscar Lindberg, who was pretty much scoring his ass off early on in the season, he's kind of quieted down. Kevin Hayes had some funny moments on the ice tonight. You'd like to see him back going. And even Kevin Klein, who's came back from that oblique injury, I believe. He got to find his way too. So, you know, he's been on the squad about a year and a half, 2 years, whatever it may be. It's a work in progress for the guys, man. Once intact unit, got to find their way mid-season form with other teams who are also going through the same stuff too. So, I'm not want to overreact, jump off the bridge off of this loss or pretty much a lot of the losses. I mean, Lundqvist is struggling. I think he'll find a way to get out of this slump, and that's kind of how I feel about Henrik Lundqvist too. So, like I said, we'll find a way with the Rangers. We'll see what these guys will do. Girardi and specifically him, I think with him and McDonough, they'll be the normal pairs. They'll get their 20 plus minutes a night on time on the ice. Broussard. I thought I would have got at least four or five shots on goal out of him tonight. Rick Nash, he was active tonight on the shots on goal. He was trying, man. Sometimes they just don't go in, man. But I definitely got to see more out of Mark Stahl, man. He's got to produce better defensively. He got to set the tone defensively. And he's not the best scorer defensively either, but. Just a little bit, everybody. JT Miller trying to utilize his speed, and he got a late goal in the this game tonight, and then also in that Washington game when he led the Washington game with a goal, but that's we already know they got blown out in the second period in that game versus the Capitals. So what is the deal with the captain, Ryan McDonagh? What are we getting out of the captain? What is his influence on the team? What is he bringing to the table? So I don't know. Captain McDonagh has got to step up, man. He's got to show some leadership, man. I know by default, ever since Callahan left and the captain was on vacancy, man, we got to get some. I got to see some leadership, more play on the ice by McDonagh. He's been kind of quiet, man. He's been very. Not active, man. So a lot of these guys, there's a lot of question marks. I'm not going to necessarily get in depth with the fourth line. The fourth line was phenomenal in the Anaheim Ducks game. Not a factor tonight versus the Predators. Well, most of them guys were not a factor either. A score of 5-3 dominated by the Nashville Predators. The game isn't as close as the score indicates. So that's kind of where I stand with that. That will be the conclusion of this episode, The Rink, the New York Rangers fall to the Predators 5-3. You can download this episode if you stream the show right from the website. All episodes, actually, Bleed Blue Show, BleedBlueShow.com, the Facebook fan page, The Bleed Blue Show, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, at The Bleed Blue Show, Twitter, go to iTunes, Podcast Republic, tune in to Stitcher apps, download the episodes, join the dialogue on TheBleedBlueShow.com. Or the Facebook fan page on Rangers Hockey, The Ring Podcast. We'll see how these guys will bounce back on the Florida games. Let's see how we're looking with the Rangers next week. Go to BleedBlueShow.com/schedule. The upcoming podcast, we have the dialogue again. Rangers lose. It's a bummer. It's a bummer. And we'll see how these guys react and we'll see how they battle back, man. But other than that, out of time. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you?